Okay, so we were at the top of Daf Hey. The Gemara is continuing with the different fruits and when they reach Onat Mas or Mechol. So white fruits, Kigon, Ilein, Marpiata, which it's not quite clear what it is, has some sort of coating that sheds as it matures. Krichu, from when they bald, Serachanina bar Papa Amar, Meshazu krachot, krachot levana. When they start to have bald spots, Tani, Shem ben Yochai says, Mishe yaschilu mayim. When juice starts coming out, when they squeeze it. And Ata uvda kumer Rechanina, Uboilem evadker Rechanina bar Papa. So Rechanina once got the shayla and he wanted to act like Rechanina bar Papa. Meaning, say that it reached Onan Maser when it gets these bald spots. Chazara Amar, but then he said, "V'chimachman ochel in what is it? Because of the ripening they get this lo machman talat sheishben is because of worms, and therefore that's not considered ripening." What the rejection here might be is that he's rejecting the notion that it's a few bald spots, right? He thinks it needs to be clear. Basically the fuzz needs to fall off everywhere. The Marmi Kurkus, though, says that no, he's rejecting this standard entirely and moving entirely to the juice, to the juicing standard. And the Rambam rules are Chanim Rapapa that these light colored fruits reach Onan Maaser when they have multiple of these spots. Which again is a little bit hard, unless you think he just rejects the re well, he rejects the rejection. I guess is the best way of putting it. There, Hamuna just says maybe a different girsa or a different shot. I mean, yeah, okay. So until done, Mishet Titzmach. So fenugreek when it starts to sprout. So kinei matnita when it can be sown and sprout. Meaning they're mature enough to be planted. Or alternatively, as right as seeds itself, which would be different. That's the way Rashi understands the Bavli, which would put a tension between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, but most Rishonim understand the Bavli like the Yerushalmi. So kinei matnita, this should be understood. Kedisha zera v'tismach. The kids that go like, how do you check? So Rishmul bar Nachum, Hashem Rionatan, no tal malay kumtzo v'notein v'doch ha-seif al-shamayim. You take a handful of seeds, put them in a bowl of water. Im shikaru b'chayevet. If most of them sink, right, they're submerged. So then chayevet v'im lav p'tura. Shabiana boy, me'ata mashgei chayev. Why? According to this, that which is submerged should be chayiv umashaloshikayi pater. So Ella, the rove call preida upreida itamar. Rabbi Yonatan's test was by each seed, right? When it reaches that weight that it sinks, that shows that it's developed enough. And Amar Rabbi Yossi berei bone vekeni berove call preida upreida itamar. Yep, that's exactly right. Now the Rambam doesn't accept this this standard. So the right, he just goes by our Mishnah when it can be planted. So then we're given a Mishnah assumes that that this last line is a rejection, right, of it and saying you can't have a standard for each one independently. Now what's the source for this at any rate? Amar Bizera Ktiv Aser Taser Kol Tvatzarecha. Davar Shehu Nizra Umatzmiach, something that can be planted and sprout. So not something which is less than a third and therefore cannot. The Bavli derives this from in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel derives it from Asata Tfuah L'Shalosh Shanim, which it reads L'Shalosh Shlish. So again, it could be Machlok Bavli Yerushalmi, it could be the ones in Asmachtam. Or it could be that you need both, right? Bnei Yeshua says that you need both to tell you that when it's a third, that's when it can be planted. Now, of course, that drasha implies that it's all species, which of course we talked about before, whether right, whether Everything is really a third, and those are just simanim, or not. Reb Chanina b'shem Reb Zeid d'manavim shalovi shlish. If you have olives and grapes that don't reach a third, ava mashkin yotzin man. And machshir, the liquid that comes out of them are not machshir. So as we know, there's the seven liquids, yad shachadam. Two of them are yayin and shemen, but they need to be defined as that, and not just, olive juice. It has to be olive oil. Now, the Mishnah had said that olives reach their state at a third. Now, how do we figure that out? So, Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Chanina, zeitemet ha'chavet b'maisrot, mishayi v'akert simaya kaita. When the summer Samia, which is a fruit, ripens. Will be good something kaita. If not, or the weather wasn't right for them, shebikru benot sheva. So it's when these benot sheva ripen, which is a type of fig. Lo bikru benot sheva. Nishayor marveot shnei shem moksa. If not that, so then with the second collection of figs is made, because figs don't all develop at the same time. Sorry. When the white benot sheva ripen, has to be ones in that place. Because again, we talked about the local element of all of this. Okay. So now the Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, moves to a list of species that are chayiv even earlier, meaning that they're edible at an earlier stage. So by vegetable, takishuin, batluin, vavatichin, alafafano, so these melons, gourds, watermelons, cantaloupes, etapuchim, vetrogim, apples, and etrogim, chayavin, gdol, muktanim, they're chayiv big or small because they're edible throughout. Rav Shimon po, derogim, bekotnan. But Rav Shimon denies this by etrogin. When they're small, he thinks they're not edible. Achayiv eshketiv amarim. So by almond, by bitter almonds, patrim and amatukim, achayiv amatukim, patrim and amarim. So by bitter almonds, they're only edible earlier and not later, and therefore they're only chayiv at the earlier stage, and vice versa by regular almonds, as we will see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Taman taninan, but the Mishnah says in the fifth perek, and there we're dealing with things that are from Surya, which, as we talked about, and we'll come back to that again, has a different status because David HaMelech conquered it, but it's Kibush Yachid, either because it was in the wrong order or because, right, he didn't have Avreshut, he hadn't finished Eretz Yisrael, etc. And therefore, it has Kulot, one of them being that the produce of a non-Jew is not as Chayev, right, even if you hold that in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Goach, in Syria, we hold that it is. So in that context, we say, if you buy a vegetable patch, a field in Syria, from a non-Jew, if it hasn't reached on a Maser, Chayev. So then it becomes Chayev in the Jews' Rishut, so you have to give Maser, Mishabal on a Maser, Patrim. If you buy it when it was already Chayev, so then, as we said, in Surya Yesh Kinyan, the Arakum Lafkiyam de Maestro. Loki Kidarko Lokath. So you can harvest normally in Zo. You don't have to worry about it. Vika at Amarachain. And here you say this. So there it says that they're not chayv until they reach on a maestro, right? It's talking about an maestro. There is no earlier stage, and this is vegetables. So Chizkyamar Bazalik Yeshua Vishid Loani Matnita. It says that's talking about gourds. Where only part of it is eaten, but not the leaves. So only the leaves sprouted, but the fruit hasn't emerged. So then that's, more than it not being on a maser. There's no fruit out yet. Amar Abizera, but a regular vegetable would be subject to the rules in this Mishnah. Amar Abizera, filotamer must say, Yerek Atzmo. Abizera says, no. Odi Yesh Lagvul, even vegetables have some sort of limit. Mishavi Shalosh Pidilot, it has to have at least three thin leaves, meaning it's a different stage, but it has something, right? Now this follows Marfolda. Some of the Marshim flip it, and they say, no, it's our Mishnah, which is Besad Asher Kishu and Vishel Dluin, meaning our Mishnah doesn't mean that all vegetables are chayv when they're small. It means that these melons and gourds are. Only these aren't examples. It's only these are edible as soon as they sprout. Other vegetables actually need to develop. And Rabbi Zeira, therefore, would be saying that our Mishnah is referring to all vegetables, and those gourds and the like are just examples. So when it says that these vegetables are hyphen, they're small, it doesn't mean, doesn't, you know, doesn't matter how small, it means yechasid, right? There still is a standard. And the Rambam paskins that, in fact, these, you know, gourds and the like, so they're chayiv when they're small, but everything else is chayiv when they become edible, which means that the Rambam also followed a version like this. Rabbi Shimon, a poter. Now, we said by apples and etrogim, so they're chayiv when they're large and small, but Rabbi Shimon denies that by etrogim. So, why? So, in the Hardai, Bar Shinai, Amar Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Tapuchin ktanim turim. Small apples are pater. Tapuchin gedolim chayavin. Big ones are chayav. Tapuche mila mila. Ben gedola ben ktanim chayavin. Gallnut apples are chayav whether they're large or small. In this Mishnah, what are we talking about? So mandar ktanim. If you say our Mishnah is talking about normal small apples, so be machloket. So then it would be a machloket. Reb Shimon, right? Even though the Mishnah implies that Reb Shimon only argues by etrogim and not by apples, the Braita clearly understood that he'd argued by both. But if you think our mission is talking about these gallnut apples, so divrei, so then everyone could agree, because even Rav Shimon will agree that these are chayiv. Now the Rambam again in that same halacha in Bet Hey says that apples and etrogim are chayiv mishe yit aglu when they become round, right? So where does he get that? So he could be that he understood tapuche mila mila not as a type of apple but a stage. That Noroi Barashinya says that he says they're very small apples are patur, but if they've rounded the size of goldness, then they're chayav. And therefore, the Gemara would then say that one who would say that our Mishnah refers even to these small apples would have to say Rav Shimon argues. But one who says they're talking about the ones the size of goldnuts, then everyone would agree. Because even the Tanna Kamma says that apples that haven't yet rounded are patur. Okay, now, etrog aboser. By etrog, which is at the early stage, so Rekiva omer ain't no pri, Rekiva says it's not even a fruit, and Chachamim omrim pri, and the Chachamim say it is, Rabbi Lazar is just following Rabbi Kiva, and he says that it's not food. Right, and that means both for the mitzvah of lulav, but Rabbi Akiva Amar Eino Pri, just like Rabbi Akiva said in the context of the mitzvah of Arba Minim, it's not right. It has to be defined as a pri, right? That's the very definition, pri Eitz Hadar. So here as well, in the context of Shimon and Maaser, interesting. They write in the Gemara here and the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Vav say, yeah, well they're the same standard. Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar Eino Pri. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Gemara says, really, Kol Shu Kasha Lulav Chayv and Maaser, or is it really? Do they have the same standards? Is it true that everything that's Chayv and Maaser is Chayv? Anything that could be used for Lulav and Etrog is Chayv and Maaser. But Kol Sheino Kasha Lulav Eino Chayv and Maaser. Hativon Harei Menumar. What if something's spotted? Harei Gadol B'Tvus, or it grew in a mold? So it doesn't have the same shape as etrog, but it's a ball. It doesn't work for lulav, because it's still food. So mistabra, Rav Shimon yodil Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva lo Rav Shimon. He says, yeah, it's one directional. Meaning Rav Akiva doesn't agree to Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon agrees to Rav Akiva. Rav Shimon yodil Rav Akiva dechtiv pri ve'ino pri. Right? If it's not a pri, so then that's going to have implications in multiple areas of halacha and hanami. But Rabbi Akiva, lo yodei Rav Shimon, but just because Rabbi Akiva thinks that the Arba Minim is not chayiv, right? Arba Minim has all types of other chiyuvim. It has to be beautiful, right? Because Hadar defines it, right? Or as Rashi says, we sort of intensify the chiyuv of Hidur Mitzvah. We talked about this many, many months ago when we were in Masechet Peah, noting the discussion of the Mara Fulda there. But anyway, so Rei Menumah, Rei Gadol Tfus, Rei Asa Kekador, Rei Upasol Lulav, Vachayev HaMaisro. So therefore,
right? It's a one directional thing. If it's about whether it's a fruit, so in a chanami, then it will have relevance in both. But if it's a local halacha, in terms of beauty, in terms of, you know, the other higher obligation, higher standards for the arba minim, okay, so that won't carry over to maestro. The other way to take it is not that it's about beauty versus not, but it could be that it's not a fruit, but it's food, and maybe you're chayev for that, right? So the Marfulda takes that approach, right? And he says that it's about, maybe it's not a prey, but he says roi l'achila. What I said before, right? That's what Ruchaim Kanievsky says, right? The Michal Hamayim, right? That it's no, it's a prey, but it's not prey hadar. And again, as we talk, maybe just worth reviewing it quickly, right? Rashi says, Tosfot says the reason that certain things are possible if they're not beautiful is because they're not hadar. That's the definition. Rashi says because the bittul of zei levan vei, the general principle of hidur mitzvah. We noted at the time that Rashi seems to have a unique shita that even that which is not ma'akev in other places of the Torah can be ma'akev here, meaning, rather than take a different principle, which is how Tosfot says it, Rashi seems to hold it's an intensified application of the general principle of Zei Levan Vei, of Hidur Mitzvah. And we gave other examples at the time, say for Torah, according to some, is an example, but I'll leave it there.